Good morning.
Thousands of people staying up late last night to be ready for the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. But jokes on that, it starts with evening prayer the night before, so we've already been here for 12 hours. So in this new year, when we begin in the presence of Mary, just want to suggest kind of a simple way, sort of reasonable ways to get into the year. We want to go with Mary, we want to go like the shepherds, and we want to go towards Jesus. So today, we celebrate something miraculous and wondrous, that Jesus became flesh, had a human mother, but in a miraculous way that no other person has had a human mother. And so Mary is like every other human mother, but in some ways different. Some writers in the early church, they speak of the mystery of Mary's motherhood as being like the burning bush that Moses encountered. Right? Mary's motherhood isn't something that's just kind of like cute or nice. It's like a little scary and mysterious. We want, like Moses, to take our shoes, our sandals off in front of this mystery and to revere it. Mary is a powerful prayer. She's a powerful mother. We ask for her help, her protection over each of us, over the church, over our city and our country and the world on this first day of the year. We want to go like the shepherds. I've kind of developed an affection over the last couple of years for the shepherds in this gospel, in the Gospels. They never really struck me as much before. They kind of just seem like, I don't know, they're there, they're standing there. They're usually not in the middle. They're not, you know, over there with the kings. They're just kind of there. But the Gospel actually, it tells us a lot about how they react, right? Because they say something when the angels appear to them. They say, let us go to Bethlehem. Right? They don't just stand there or kind of look at the mystery or say like, well, we'll go there tomorrow, but I got stuff going on right now. Right? There's something kind of like energetic and alive about the way that the shepherds respond. They have these kind of fresh hearts before the mystery of Christ's birth, and they go. How can we respond that way in our life? Where is Jesus asking for us to have kind of soft hearts that are alive and discerning, and when he's present, just to go there? We ask for the prayers of the shepherds. Hopefully they ended up in heaven. I bet they did. Right? Just ask for their help to see where Christ is and go. And that's where we're going. Toward Christ. People end one year and start the new year in a lot of different ways. I was with somebody last night who had the best year, who said, to 2024, hopefully it's better than 2023, eventually. That's a rough year when we start the year, right? And if we go into the year by ourselves, then yeah, there will always be this kind of terror, like, oh my gosh, what if it's not a good year? I had this year in seminary where I started the year, I just felt like, this is gonna be a bad year. I don't know why. And then I got assigned this new seat in the chapel in the seminary, and it was right in front of this window of Jesus being scourged at the pillar. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be a terrible year. And I went and I talked to one of my professors about this. I was just really scared about this year. Like, I feel like I'm doomed. And he said, because of Jesus, doom is doomed. Because whatever happens this year, God is outside of time, and he's already there. Whatever happens this year, whether it's something that we think we want or we don't think we want, Christ is present in it, and he's already waiting for us there. And if we go with him and with Mary to this place where he's already waiting for us, and we have no reason to be afraid, then we can walk with confidence that St. Paul talks about. The confidence of beloved sons and daughters who can cry out not with fear, but with this spirit of adoption. Abba, Father. that there is somebody good who waits for us in the circumstances of our life. He's hidden there, but really present, like he is in the